There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Today the world acknowledges 80 years since the end of World War II. And on today's anniversary of VE Day, the World Jewish Congress has praised an unprecedented joint statement by over 50 leading German companies, including Bayer, Siemens and Mercedes-Benz. The CEOs publicly acknowledged their company's historical responsibilities during the Nazi era and reaffirmed their commitment to combating anti-Semitism, extremism and hate. World Jewish Congress President Ronald Lauder called it a courageous act of conscience that confronts dark history and promotes moral leadership. He emphasized the importance of remembrance and action to prevent future atrocities. Meanwhile, over 300 rabbis and pastors gathered in Washington, D.C. for the Israel Allies Foundation's event, celebrating Israel's Advocacy Day and Independence Day, highlighting U.S. support amid ongoing tensions with Hamas and Iran. The 2025 event saw increased participation, including many first-time Christian leaders. Congressional leaders emphasized the importance of curbing Iran's nuclear ambitions and influence in the Middle East, underscoring a united front among religious and political allies. United States Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee visited an archaeological site in the West Bank's Shiloah, becoming the first U.S. ambassador to do so. Invited by the Yesha Council, Huckabee and his wife recited Hannah's Prayer for the safety of hostages and IDF soldiers. A committed pro-Israel evangelical, Huckabee emphasized the importance of Judea and Samaria, viewing the land as biblically significant. Huckabee highlighted his faith and affirmed that Israel's presence is a divine miracle, underscoring his unwavering backing. Let's now take a look at what other stories have made headlines. Switzerland will implement a new law on May the 15th to ban Hamas and related groups aimed at preventing the organization from using the country as a safe haven. Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Alex Rivchen has warned of a sharp 370% rise in anti-Semitic incidents in Australia in 2024 during a Berlin summit. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas is scheduled to visit Lebanon on May the 21st to address the issue of Palestinian armed groups in refugee camps. A new poll by the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research indicates that nearly half of Gazans, 48%, support recent anti-Hamas protests in the territory. The survey, conducted between May the 1st and 4th in both the West Bank and Gaza, reflects significant public backing for the demonstrations. Eurovision 2025's director Martin Green has dismissed calls from former contestants to ban Israel over its Gaza military actions. He emphasized that the contest aims to foster connections, diversity and inclusion through music, despite ongoing political tensions. Animals, especially therapy dogs, are crucial for PTSD sufferers, offering emotional support, encouraging activity, and rebuilding trust. During Israel's ongoing conflict, research has shown that dogs provide soldiers with comfort, aid their recovery, helps them transition to civilian life, and offers a sense of security and unconditional love. And finally, three emerging Israeli scientists have been named as the 2025 Blavatnik Laureates, a top national science honor, each receiving $100,000. Dr. Yonatan Stelzer from the Weizmann Institute made strides in mammalian embryonic development and epigenetics, impacting on regenerative medicine. Dr. Benjamin Palmer of Ben-Gurion University studied crystal formation and light interaction, advancing sustainable optical materials. Dr. Chaim Garfinkel from the Hebrew University developed models to better predict climate change over various timescales. The awards presented by prominent foundations were awarded after a competitive process involving 36 nominations. Many past winners have launched successful startups valued at over $12 billion. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The Sky FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on highfm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.